Last night I watched Tokyo Story, directed by Yasujiro Ozu. I've been exploring the Sight and Sound poll collection on the Criterion Channel. Last night I was kind of just going through it, and I said to myself, you know what, I should just watch every movie on here that I haven't seen. And the first one on there was Tokyo Story. I'd never seen it. I've explored some of Ozu's other work, but this is his most famous and well-known movie. So I watched it. It's great. It's rightly a classic. It's sort of the culmination of Ozu's work, perhaps. I'm no expert on Ozu. But it's definitely distinctly an Ozu movie. It has his style. I thought his framing is kind of the most interesting thing about him, at least to me. And the way he shoots people, kind of like straight on. If you watch the conversation scenes where a group of people are talking, or a small group of people are talking, and in this case it's usually the family, it's a movie about family, as a lot of Ozu's work is. For example, like the mother will be shot straight on and it's just her in the frame, and then cuts to the father. Whoever's speaking is just kind of like centered in the frame in a really interesting way. Now, whether or not I agree with the Sight and Sound poll, and by the way, I don't, is sort of irrelevant to the project. And the project is just watching every movie on there, again, that I haven't seen. So I'm not remembering some of the other ones that I haven't seen. I have seen a number of them. Finally watched Gene Dielman not too long ago, which I believe I discussed on the pod. There are a lot of great movies on there. I don't see these movies as the top 100 movies of all time, but it's always interesting to watch them. I've also been obsessed with the movie Alice by the Czech animation master Jan Švankmajer from 1990. I've been watching it. I've watched it a few times. I think recently I watched it once from start to finish, and then I've started it since then a couple of times, including last night. It's nice to watch something that's very much about the art, that's displaying the art. Eraserhead by David Lynch is like this. He's displaying his art pieces, his works of art, with the movie. And the same is true of Jan Švankmajer, and is definitely true with Alice. The difference is, well, there are many differences. The whole vibe, the whole tone is different. Alice is sort of lighter, more childlike, but there's a darkness underpinning everything. And there's a lot more stop-motion animation in Alice than there is in Eraserhead. I found Alice to be very relaxing, both tonally, but also in another way. And the other way is this. There isn't a lot of dialogue in the movie. There is dialogue, but it's limited. It's bare bones. It's minimal. That's the word I'm looking for. There's minimal dialogue, and it's about the sound design and the visuals. And for me, after a day of writing, it's nice to unwind and relax and not be so concerned with the words or with words in general, but to get lost in a visual world. It's nice to get lost in a visual world after a day of work, especially when you're dealing with words all day, which I am, because I'm a writer. Also, check out my new track on SoundCloud if you haven't already. I'm recording under the name Alex O now, and the new track is called Easy Sunday. It's kind of a jazzy, chill track. I'm experimenting with looping and building music, building tracks. I really want to get into some songwriting. I kind of want to get a guitar, get a nice acoustic and try to write some songs on it. And then using that, I want to build some tracks. I've been using GarageBand and the tracks sound great, but I want to go bigger and it's just me, so I record the vocals myself. The only track that has vocals on it currently is the track that I posted before this one, which this one's called Easy Sunday. The last one's called Do You Want to Hit That? And then I've posted one other track under the name Alex O, which is called The Long Road Out of Hell, PR Stunt, in parentheses.
This has been a production of Reptilian.